Now, the mill, I remember as a schoolboy. And I remember the old gentleman that used to fire the boiler. And his name was Mr. Devon Alden. And I watched him through a hole in the wall, as I pointed out to Mr. Your men down there yesterday. That's when I was a schoolboy. We used to go down there, of course, to see him working. And the old, that's when it was a leatherboard mill, I mean, in the early stages. And they used to put the old sheets of leatherboard out on the bank on the south side of the mill to dry. I've seen it move from a sawmill to from the leatherboard mill to the sawmills, then from the sawmills to the scrapyard under Mr. Burke. And when this leatherboard mill was working, there was a lovely swan on the pond when Mr. Joyner had it first, when he came there from Mr. Joyner's family, came from Dorcott Wells. And they brought three families with them from Wells. Mr. Henry Williams and his family, Mr. Sidney Snoop and his family, and Mr. William Burroughs and his family. That was a three families that came from Dorcott Wells with Mr. Joyner, and they stayed in the village, they stayed in the district then right till they all passed away. They passed away in the village, actually. The three families, they worked in the mill when they came here first, yes. Then they moved into different, they worked for Mr. Joyner most of the time. And Mr. Snooks, I think, went into the pit in the finish, but mostly done his work for Mr. Joyner. And they are, well, they're all passed on now, of course. They're all village members. There's only one man here, Mr. Arthur Snook, belonged to the Snook family. All the rest are gone. All the Mr. Williams' family are all gone from here, and some are gone from here. Most of them, are the older ones are dead. And Mr. Burroughs' family are all left here. There's one son, Frank, was killed, died in the Navy in the Second World War. That was the end of this. None of their people living in this area now. Well, Mr. Alden, he used to feed the boiler with a coal. They used to push the coal through the hatch on the side of the road. As you can see, the hatch there now. You guys think you've got it covered up with a piece of zinc now. But the hatch was there. That's where they used to get the coals. And that's where we used to watch them in through there. And after the coal was chopped into there, for him to feed the boiler. With a broadmouth shovel, of course, because it was a long boiler, and the fire hose was in the front of the boiler. Of course, that's why they had to feed to keep the mill going from the leatherboard. And I also remember the water mill, the water wheel that was there before when it was a leatherboard mill. There was a water wheel there, driven from the pond with water. Of course, when it come to a sawmill, that where there wasn't enough water there to keep the wheel turned and have enough pressure, so they put a turbine in there to make it to do more, have more power to work the saws and things with. When they used to dry the sheets out on the banks, the leatherboard, of course, the leatherboard pieces was like you get these asbestos sheets now, about 8x4 size. That was the size of the sheets, 8x4, 6x3, or something like that. They used to dry them out on the bank. They were all red when they had come out from the leatherboard mill. Or when it was the sawmills, you could see them sawing the wood up. They had some of the sawmills is outside. Look. They used to have the timber on the bank by the old office. I mean, just below the old office on that bank there. You know, the lower side of the mill. There, that's where the timber all used to be. They used to have it tipped off there off the wagons. And they used to haul the timber there from the woods. Then the sawmills are outside, look. And during the war, that mill, sawed up all the sleepers, railway sleepers. They had Mr. John had a big contact with them. They all used to load them on this side in here. The trucks were dropped back into the, when the goods were travelling, the trucks used to drop back into the side in by that wall. There was a railway lines there, look. And the trucks were shunted back into that side in. And when they were ready to go, loaded up, they'd all go, and that's where they cut sleepers galore for the railway down there at the mill. And they used to come at the weekend. The railway used to bring a big crane, and load them onto the wagons at the siding. That's how they used to get the timber from here, by rail. The timber wagons used to go into the wood with horses, bring the timber out up the road, and they used to shunt it off, and it used to be laid just where those two trees are there. I've seen stacks of trees there, big trees, might not know bits. Then they used to get a load there. Then the crane would come in on a Sunday on the railway, and they'd load it onto railway wagon, railway timber trucks. You take it from here to all parts.